The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
I'm lost.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Bird's eye view here on this somewhat rainy Thursday. It's been kind of wet, warmer but wet the last few days. Jesse, Mike here. Hankus Pankus in the corner. And I am still laughing at all the ineptitude of Stranger Things finale.
Okay, we're starting Stranger Things. I assume we would start with the
So it's not confirmed yet.
Oh, no, nothing.
Nothing's confirmed. I refuse to get hoped.
There we go. Yeah, I was like, I can't hear me. Okay.
Yeah, I refuse to get hopes up.
So your hopes would be up, though. That would be, I guess, my main question. This would be something you would like.
Look, I tweeted this out yesterday. I'm like, they cannot allow him to leave the building. All right, and they did, which is mistake number one.
Is that the old, was that DeAndre Jordan that happened to? Forever ago when he joined the Clippers with, like, didn't they, like, hold him hostage? Something happened there with, like, the Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan thing, I think.
There was an NFL one not that long ago that I'm now forgetting who it was. But, yeah, it's like they basically just, like, didn't let him leave the room. And they got him as coach. But, yeah, that's where I'm just like, until I need...
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Reddit. DeAndre agreed to sign with the Mavs in 2015, but Chris Paul and Blake Griffin showed up to his house and didn't let him leave.
There you go.
So he said, no, you're coming with us to Lob City. That was the whole Lob City thing.
Well, that checks out. Well, the timeline there, because I think DeAndre Jordan and Chris and Blake Griffin were on the Clippers before Chris Paul got there.
Maybe, yes. And then, yes, but yeah, Chris Paul would be the one throwing the lobs, I suppose. Anyway.
Yeah.
Don't let John Harbaugh, right? It's John.
Ian Rappaport, the Giants just won the morning, finalizing a 5-year deal. But Harbaugh's accepted the job as the first opening is filled. So, yeah, it's like, until the contract is signed.
Okay.
Until he puts pen to paper, until he shows up at the press conference, being like, I'm excited to coach Jackson. Okay. I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
That's fine.
So, this is what we were hoping for, which is that they would get.
That's what it sounds like. That's what I was just reading this morning. I was like, excited about it.
Wanted desperately them to fire Joe Shane, and they didn't because they're failures. And this was like the way out, which is to hire the best head coach on the market. And then, you know, maybe he is the clout to be like, yeah, Shane needs to go. that, or at least he's smart enough to not let Shane be an idiot. You know, he was around Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta, who were the two best general managers in football the last 15 years. So hopefully he picked up some things. And, you know, I was praying to God that they got Harbaugh, because otherwise John Mara would definitely trade like 9 picks to the Steelers to get Mike Tomlin, because he's an idiot. so, you know, yeah, it that was also a concern. But yeah, until we see Harbaugh at the press conference
in a blue hat,
paper,
in a blue baseball hat, yeah,
he's got the blue tie on or something, you know.
Okay. All
then right. then we can relax. You know, it always does make me a little nervous when coaches like this just immediately take another job, because it's like, all right, have you had time to reflect on the things that went wrong? I do think that this was potentially less on Harbaugh for things not working out with the Ravens than the Ravens failing to help build the team, because it's like, all right, Lamar's throwing to nobody, and...
Were they like a missed field goal from making the playoffs?
Yes.
So if that guy makes that field goal, is this even a conversation?
They had a very bad start to the season, which was weird.
Yeah.
But Lamar is nobody to throw to. The defense is is good, but they're also missing a couple of pieces. And it's like, all right, so there were definitely some like roster management issues, which Harbaugh can't really control to the same extent. But yeah, I'm still. We get him. Right. It's like
tentatively
all right,
excited.
This is terrible,
I like it. Okay.
Terrible, 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 and they somehow managed to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And we'll see what happens. They're the Giants. They, you know, they can screw it up some way.
Okay. Tentatively excited.
Tentatively excited. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. No, yeah. I was, yeah.
Get it?
I saw that last night. I was like, I need to go to bed.
It popped across. Yeah. Well, I was like, doing while we were working. I was like, oh, do we need to pay attention to this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Can run something. Yeah. No. Like when it actually is officially. Boom, done. Then
we will hear your comments.
Then I can write some. Then I can just
fully digest
enjoy
it. Yeah, yeah, sure.
No, I was thinking about Stranger Things because I mean, there's been so much stuff about how stupid the Duffer Brothers were. So it's just like been very. Fun
I
to
haven't.
Watch
yeah, I haven't watched the new season yet.
Screwed the
so.
Pooch. It's not that they screwed the pooch. They just like didn't even do anything with.
It's a very hard plane to land, though, isn't it? Like.
No, they intentionally made it as hard for themselves as possible. Yeah. But it was more like, so there's I don't know, behind the scenes documentary of season 5, and some producer or whatever was like, yeah, so we haven't finished writing the episode that we're currently shooting. It's like, all right, so that's probably a bad move.
Yeah.
Just a shot in the dark. And so just the more you see is the more it feels like they kind of had 3 years to do this and they just didn't do any of it until the last, you know, it's like the kid who, you know, the teacher goes, all right, your project is due in a month. And then, you know, the night before they start doing the project and it's
sounds
like
familiar.
They're presenting it in class and they're making up the slides as they go on. And yeah, so no wonder it wasn't great. But speaking of class and all that kind of stuff. High school sports. Let's talk about it.
Sure.
Let's see. There have been some big games, some big games that were blowouts, some big games that were close. I know last week we talked about rivalry night because we had War on the Floor, Drury Hoosick, Monument, Wakona, all big rivalry games, all blowouts. Hoosick lost to Drury by 16. Taconic lost to Pittsfield by 17. Kona beat Monument by 20. What's up, Henry? What's up? Ooh, you got the you kind of got a fit on today. I'm not gonna lie, got a little hoodie on with your khakis. All right, I dig it. And then Tuesday, you had Drury versus Pittsfield. That was this incredibly close game. First time around, Pittsfield's first game, Drury's second game of the season. Pittsfield boys pulled out a 58-56 win. Drury led almost the whole way. Missed a bunch of free throws late. Pittsfield could come back and get it. And this game was on East Street. So this is going to be something like that again. And Pittsfield dominated Drury. Won by 20, 78-58. Not really what I was expecting. It was a game where you're saying this is bad for Jorge Bond, and then he still put up 22 points, and he still made a bunch of layups that like only he can make.
Yeah,
and which is just kind of wildly impressive. And the Generals really just had a very composed second half, and that was the difference, especially fourth quarter. But they put up something like 46 second half points, which is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy?
Like
eat that string cheese. I'm a big Polio string cheese fan. Not sponsored. In any case, you know, they had a bunch of shots that just missed in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was like, hey, dude, you got to finish at the rack. You know, you're taking it to the rim. This is what you're supposed to do. You got to finish. And some of it was, these are decent three-pointers. You know, I've talked about how they take a lot of bad threes, and these were good threes. You're passing it around, trying to find the open man. And they're shooting, and they're just not going. And a little bit of it was, hey, they're not going, figure something else out. But, you know, it was well within the flow of the offense.
Yeah.
And in the second half, they started to land. They switched up. They started driving and kicking more, and Drury couldn't quite keep up with the speed Pittsfield has. And it was just, yeah, a very impressive win. Their game against Wakona will probably decide the Berkshire League title. Be really, really interesting to watch. And I think Pittsfield has now established itself as a team to watch for in Class B. You know, sure. After like the first five or six games of the season, it's like, well, maybe you'll be in Class B, but I don't know if you're really competing. Now I feel like you could be a real competitor in Class B with Wakona, and we'll see who else.
Yeah, so from a jury front, I guess like the initial shock of it makes sense. But then just thinking like I never thought Drury was like this kind of obscene, you know, team that was going to go 19-1. Like they're good. They have some good players. They have some excellent one to two excellent players. But they're not. They weren't. I didn't never viewed them as like a juggernaut. So to like view it in the prism like this is their hardest game. This is, I believe, their hardest game left for sure. They will play. Yeah. They'll play Wakona again, but. I think matchup-wise, Pittsfield is probably their toughest team on their schedule. So,
and Pittsfield is also two divisions higher, right?
Yes, like, yeah.
You know,
so
they've literally beaten everyone in front of them who's D5 and D4, and Pittsfield's D3. That's their only loss.
Yep, twice. So
twice.
Yeah, like viewing it through that prism, where like, okay, they're going to be 18-2 with two losses to Pittsfield. Like, I mean, if they come out tomorrow night and lose to Taconic, if they drop, you know, that Wakona game,
they beat the first time around.
They beat Taconic candidly, but we think Taconic probably improved greatly since then. They'll have another Hoosick game, but they handled them. They'll have the Wakona game. Monument still left on the schedule. I don't know how Northampton is, boys' side. I know girls are very good, but they'll host Northampton boys.
Solid, I believe.
So there's
like
another
D2.
Game there.
They're
but,
D2.
Yeah, but I just, like, yeah, like I don't, I guess it's not as big of a surprise looking at like, okay, no, like they weren't going to go, this wasn't a, you know, potentially 20-0 team. Like this isn't, you know, Pioneer Valley of last year or, some of the more dominant teams, the Monument Boys of last year kind of deal.
Right. And, you know, it's still, I mean, like last season they lost, I don't know, two games in the regular season, something like that.
Jury,
they lost to Pioneer Valley.
They lost both to Pioneer Valley,
And they lost once to Wakona.
I can probably pop it right here.
And, you know, it's like, all right, and they lost to Monument. So they lost, you know,
they lost to Greenfield, Monument, yeah, Pioneer twice,
they were 13
Wakona.
And 5, and then they, you
Granby,
know,
yeah.
went to the Final Four.
Oh, the Granby, so that's the finals game, right?
Yeah, so, you know, it you know, going 16-2, 17-3 is not out of the realm of possibility. Or excuse me, going 15-3, 16-2, yeah, not out of the realm of possibility. Mm-hmm. Would be pretty freaking impressive.
Yeah, and they would retain that one seed.
Yeah,
I believe fairly easily.
Yes, yeah. Currently, the one seed in Division 5 would be the one seed in Class C in Western Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should absolutely be looked at as a favorite. And really, it's just how they bounce back. Taconic's also a D3 team, so can you prove that, hey, we are still better than you? And if they do that, I think they will continue to roll. You know, also Drury on the girls' side. Girls are number 3 in D5, would be the third, would be the one seed in Class C for Western Mass as well. I think that we should look at them as a contender for Class C. And they have now swept Wakona for the first time in something like 13 or 14 years. Just an incredibly impressive start to the season. Their defense is legit. They can beat your press. They can have a really effective full court press between Elise Daly, Addison Shepherd, and Eva Moser. They have a lot of height to throw at you. I think Wakona like struggled when you can't feed it inside to Daniel Hagmeyer, and they have a lot of guards who they could throw at Madison McCarthy. Held her to 9 points, so I think that's her two worst scoring nights this year have been against Drury. Held her to what, 4 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, 4 and 9. You know, otherwise, she's averaging like 18 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the Blue Devils are just like, they, you know, they have a game left against Frontier and Pope Francis. And if they win those, I think they might win the Suburban League in their first year in it. It should be an incredibly impressive start to this league, to this season. And, you know, we don't really. Hope in D5, Hopedale, is, I think, will be really good. Will be the one seed. Millis, I'm not quite sure. Or someone else is up there as well. But, yeah, I feel like this should be the girls' year, especially in Western Mass.
Yeah, they have a chance to kind of go on a run here. They'll face some slightly inferior opponents, I think the next four. Looks like Hoosick, Pioneer, Monument, Greylock, Agawam, and then you get to the Pope Francis game, which will be back at home. They lost
Agawam
that one.
Agawam is at least a D2 school.
It's a D2, yeah. And then Frontier is the season finale. They will play South Hadley in there as well, but
South
also
Hadley's
at home.
Really
so.
Good.
Yeah. There are some tests left, but if you can kind of string together, bank a lot of wins here in a row, you have a brimming confidence heading into these bigger matchups. The Pope game, they lost by 5 on the road, so that one will be back home. The Frontier one, they did lose at home, but only by 9, looks like. So then they'll be out at Frontier, but not till February 9th in the distant, distant future.
I mean, from what you read out, you have 5 or 6 games to kind of just stack wins,
yep.
Get comfortable with your offense and your defense and who does what where with your, you know, you have a pretty deep rotation. And then, yeah, you get ready for South Hadley and Pope and Frontier at the very end. And those are all big games and important games. And once again, you know, Frontier's 4, South Hadley's D4, they're both Class B. Pope Francis Division 3, also Class B. So, you know, you are punching up, and if you do that successfully, I think it really sends a good sign that Drury can compete and can be here. And is someone to take seriously, because the last few years they've been good in Class C, but they've always run into somebody. You know, they lost in the Western Mass Championship to 6, formerly Savis. They lost to either Lennox or Renaissance in final, semifinal. So it's like, you know, Lennox is not very good this year. Lee looks like it could be a competitor, but Drury thumped him to start the season. And mm-hmm. Renaissance is nowhere near what it was. And so, yeah, it just kind of feels like this should be Drury's year. More to talk about, but we'll take a little break. Of course, Henry's now quiet, so now we're going to take a break. But we will be back shortly, so keep it locked here on WTBR and WSBR.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Welcome back, folks. Bird's Eye View here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee, Jesse, and Mike here. Henry making lots of noise. He's fighting through chairs. He's eating string cheese. He's playing with a shark. He's doing it all.
These are the things.
You're talking about Pittsfield boys. You're talking about Drury boys and girls basketball before the break. Talk a little Pittsfield girls basketball just briefly, because they've been on the road, and they will continue to be on the road. They're at the Hoop Hall Invitational this weekend. But big news for them was Madison Stets returned. She was a key starter on their team last year that won the Western Mass Championship, went to the Division III Final Four, and she tore ACL in soccer season. And so she finally came back, and her grand return was on the road at Springfield Central, which had lost one game against a Western Mass opponent since 2020, and that was to Pittsfield last year. And she dropped 16 points, so a great debut. Pittsfield did lose 68-60. Seemed a little, just kind of reading between the lines from the emails we get, seemed as though it was a classic Pittsfield double-edged sword where they just miss a lot of shots they shouldn't and then make them in the second half, and it's too little too late. They built too deep of a hole, couldn't get themselves out of it. But they lost 68-60 to Central. They lost 55-50 to Northampton. And it gives me, despite losing both of those games, it gives me quite a bit of confidence because those are perennial contenders. Northampton was quarterfinal team in D2 last year, was a Final Four team in D2 the year before that. Springfield Central was a Final Four team in D1 last year. And if Pittsfield can hold its own against those teams, then it should have a very good chance to go back-to-back as Western Mass champs, should have a very good chance to not only be a Final Four team in D3, but potentially even make it to Lowell, go to the state championship game. And so Stets being back and you know, playing that well is a great sign that she can kind of just hit the ground running. And so, yeah, when Central and Northampton come to Pittsfield for those games, maybe home court advantage is enough to swing the games, and Pittsfield can chalk up some really, really, really impressive wins, which would be huge. But we'll also see how they do in the Hoop Hall this weekend. We have a bunch of, if Mike, can you pull up who is in the Hoop Hall?
I should say that the Minichog Pittsfield game was finally rescheduled.
Oh, okay, yes.
It's going to be a Saturday, January 24th, so next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
1 o'clock game. That one had been snowed out earlier last week, so.
Yeah, snowed out twice.
Yeah, that one got the back-to-back.
And neither day had snow.
Correct.
Love when schools do that. I remember that when I was a kid because I had a school district that was weirdly wimpy, even though I lived in New Jersey and there was tons of snow. But I remember, is he eating a wire?
Not eating, but threatening to pull out.
Ah, there you go. If we go off the air, folks, you know why. No, I remember that. You know, we had snow day called the night before, and then it just didn't snow. And it's like, all right, well.
Those are the best.
There you go. I mean, yeah, it's kind of irritating. It's like, I wanted the snow, you know? You wanted to sweat. You wanted to, but snowball fight.
Hoop Halls this weekend. We have five teams, it looks like, going out. Three boys, two girls. Pittsfield is the only one of both. Boys and girls will be there. Looks like... Monument boys play Tuckahoe.
Good name.
Who actually I can pull up. Their coach Randy Coldus was telling us or telling me before the season, what Tuckahoe is/has been. Pop that up here.
Who else was there? Taconic boys.
Taconic boys. Pittsfield boys. Let's see. Pittsfield boys play Niskayuna. Taconic plays Staples. Pittsfield girls versus Glastonbury, and Wacona plays Gardner area, I believe, out of Maine.
Yeah. Glastonbury is Connecticut, and I believe Staples is Connecticut as well. Both, yeah. Staples, I know, is big. And actually, no, Glastonbury is big as well. Those are both big schools.
Yeah. Tuckahoe is out of Eastchester, New York. Randy says they lost in the D3 semifinals last year in New York State. Returned several players from that team. They're at Commerce. I believe a bunch of other teams are at Springfield International.
Yeah, one of them is at Central, so... Ooh, he's blowing raspberries. I guess he's learning that from Everett, huh?
Just making a lot of noise.
Yeah, so there you go.
And they'll play, everyone goes back out Sunday as well, so all these teams kind of getting the back-to-back games. Pittsfield Monument Boys was moved, I believe, for this Hoop Hall, so they didn't have to go kind of too crazy this week. That game is now next week. Maybe Wednesday, is that right? Yeah, Wednesday now. But should be, I guess always fun to go out there and see it. This is, I think this is the second year of this bizarre little Hoop Hall add-on thing.
It's the second year. This is the new future. This
which
is
fine. Yeah, it's fine. I get the appeal of doing it how they did it. It does lose some of the luster of like...
It loses all of the luster. It loses all of the luster.
It loses all the luster of like you're in the gym and then LeBron walks in or Calipari's there.
I mean, so like 2 years ago when I went to the last normal one and, you know, it's the very first day. It's the very first game. It's Hoosick Valley versus Pioneer Valley. This was the year that Hoosick Valley went to the state
Joe
title
McGovern
game.
Joe McGovern game, yeah.
And there was literally a scout for the Utah Jazz there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, it's like, oh my God. Like, you know, that's just legitimate, like, muscle in the basketball world. And so you just don't have any of that.
Sure.
And it's rough because the hoopla chase the big dollars and they chase the money. And I understand it. I get it. You know, you have the money, you have notoriety. You know, the more big, you know, get powerhouse schools in here, mm-hmm. the more brand notoriety you have. But, sure. yeah, it was this kind of cool Western Mass thing where you have a bunch of big Western Mass games on the first day. And instead of kind of adding a day and doing that, they just kicked it to the curb. And so now, you know, instead of playing in a collegiate arena.
Yeah, go play at the play at, you know, high school.
Springfield International or yeah. Springfield Central or Putnam or Sci Tech. It's like, all right, well, okay, fine. So not the same at all, but it does give schools a good test. And from what I've been told, an out-of-state school, if you are the only team they play,
mm-hmm.
they get your power rating. So, for example,
oh,
Pittsfield
sure. yeah,
girls
yeah.
played Niskayuna
mm-hmm.
earlier in the season. Niskayuna's
like
only Mass opponent
yeah.
is Pittsfield. So if Pittsfield has a power rating of 9, Niskayuna has a power rating of 9. So mm-hmm. that's actually, and that's amazing.
Yeah,
they, you know, it's almost well, static, yeah. and that's yeah. a huge boost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if they play a team that plays 2, then you just take an average of it. So it's actually quite helpful now to play out-of-state teams.
Okay. That makes some sense.
So, yeah, who else should we talk about before?
Well, I was just at I was at a pretty decent-sized swim meet. Like, we don't have very many of these actual fully racked-up swim meets. Anymore. Actually, wrestling too. Both were like fully.
Pretty much, yeah. yeah,
fully funded. Fully.
Beat Graylock last night, and I think there was like 2 or 3 forfeited matches only. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah.
And, I mean, anything that comes down to the wire like that is just creates a little more juice to these. Sometimes you're in a wrestling or in a swim meet, and it's kind of just dead. I was down in Great Barrington last night, Simon's Rock, for Monument Wakona. I believe both were undefeated entering. But anyway, like just 2 teams that can actually fill the roster, fill the pool, fill the lanes, as it were. And there were, I think, 3 races decided by under a tenth of a second, which was really cool to see. The overall like takeaway, though, is just the there's some of these. I don't want to call them secondary sports, but some of these other sports that have these teams that have this legacy now, and the Monument Swim team is kind of one of those. There's a lot of them up at Greylock in the endurance world, but it was 350th win for Jill Sferita down there, who I want to say like 8 years ago I did a story on. She beat cancer, and there was just a cool like season that they had all around that. So she's been there forever. And it's created this like self cycling program that draws the kids and churns them out. And they're every year they're, you know, undefeated on the boys' side or the girls' side or both. They're out at states doing stuff. They're like, they don't dive in the Berkshires, and that's always the biggest, like, I compare it to pole vaulting. When you get to Western Mass, Brian Gill always said, like, what would he say?
Brian Gill, the Mount Greylock track coach.
I forget how he put it, but essentially, like, comparing it to baseball or something, and, like, you only have, like, 8 players in the field or something like that. Just you're kind of
you're
in these
points.
Things, yeah, with a hand tied behind your back, so to speak. And Monument goes out there, and they place in the top 6 without divers, which is always kind of interesting to see. But they are pretty good. They have a lot of Keegan Klein, her senior year. So excited to see. She's been kind of knocking on the door of a Western Mass title for 4 years now. So excited to see if she can get over that hump. And most of all, just like cool to see these when there's a full pool, when there's a full wrestling match, it's more fun to see. Should mention also was at the Taconic Invitational. over the weekend for wrestling. Greylock and Monument, as we just saw last night, both seem like they're going to be in contention for a Western Mass title now. I would have put Greylock as like a heavier favorite, but after Monument beat them last night, now I'm like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah,
the Isaac Hartshorn, Jaquan Vasquez kind of rivalry this season seems like it's going to come to a head out at Western Mass, but they both kind of creamed everyone else from Western Mass in that tournament. Wayland was the winner, but they're out east.
Real quick before we end, McCann Hockey now 6-3 on the season, lost to Christian Brothers Academy, which is of Albany. So all three of their losses are to parochial schools in New York. So they went out to play really just good programs over there. But otherwise, undefeated, 5-0 in league play in Western Mass, beat Brattleboro up in Vermont, so having a great season. But that'll do it for us. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good Thursday. Have a good rest of your weekend, and take it easy.
Because it's easy.
Take it easy.
We do it because, well, we thought it would be easy.
You are a thief of joy.
WTBR.